Pretenders here at 90.9 FM and 2,000 miles. Johnny G along with you. And also Josh is with us. Josh will be up next.
Yeah, I'm excited. We were just talking a little bit, both from Huntington originally.
Josh,
small world.
You know, the one thing I hate about this setup is I can't see you.
I know.
Who thought of this?
When it got changed.
What's that?
I think when it got changed, this is the one thing that we overlooked. Well, was the visibility aspect
of this. A couple
of
years ago, I did the alumni show, mm-hmm. and I believe the all this stuff in front of me was behind me.
It was, yeah. That was the original setup. We had all the computers by where the vinyls are now.
And that didn't make sense either, but...
No, because your back was turned to your guests.
Yeah, so crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So you're a senior here.
I am, yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. It all went very too fast. Everyone told me when I was coming into school, like, they're going to go like that. And I didn't believe them. They were right. If you're listening, they're right. It goes very quick.
I don't want to give you bad news, but, oh, man.
Does it just keep getting quicker?
40 years from now, you'd be saying, I remember I spoke to that guy, John.
Yeah.
It goes so damn quick. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know about you, but I remember back in high school, it seemed like, you know, what was it, a six-hour day? It was mm-hmm. like 12 hours.
Oh, yeah. It seemed impossible. I don't know how I did it. I was actually talking to my friend about this the other day. Her and I were talking about how we used to wake up at 6 a.m. every day, just like clockwork, and now that's a feat.
Now it's college, right?
Yeah, I know. Things are different.
So, and you're holding down a part-time job, and also you're interning?
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, I have the internship with the Daily Star. I'm a student reporter. There's one other student. She's a student reporter as well. And then I also do the media, and I'm a bouncer at the Red Jug Pub. It used to be the OST, if there are any alumni listening. Yeah. And I love that job. It's a great crew. It's a great place to work. I mean, especially in college. It's a running joke that we didn't rush a frat, that we rushed the Red Jug. So, yeah.
You assemble a lot of good stories.
Oh, great times.
A friend of mine owned a bar back in the day called Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, for a while, drinking age was 18.
Yeah.
A young lady comes in one time. She had a fake ID. And the bouncer's like, yeah, I can't let you in. It's a fake ID. And you're not supposed to give it back, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, now we give it back. But that used to be the rule that you would take it. But now we look at it and we're like, all right.
Okay, so he didn't give it back.
Mm-hmm.
Sean comes over and the girl is like, it's real, it's real. And he says, you know what? I'm going to give you a choice here. We're going to keep it and you can leave. She's like, I'm not leaving. He said, then I'm going to call the police. She said, call the police.
Oh, she doubled down.
The police came and took her away. So
yeah, that's kind of what she gets, I guess. Yeah.
I was like, hope it was worth it. So
yeah.
I don't know. Did you have a song lined up or?
Yeah, I log into the computer, get my stuff on that. But I got Lawson and I have a couple songs, and we're just going to chit chat for the next hour.
Or you guys are doing the 80s?
No, I think
no.
No, we're doing. It's a lot of indie music. Some smaller artists that we like. I mean, one of my artists, Muse. They're not really small anymore, but it should be good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be
fun. To on the way home.
Yeah.
And did it stop snowing out?
No.
Oh.
It's supposed to go till 5 p.m., so stay safe, everyone.
Yeah. All right. You too. Until next week. Happy trails.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Santa. Keep warm, everyone, and have
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WOMI Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 24th, join the SUNY Oneonta Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center, happening from 11 a.m. to noon by the Hunt Union Reception Desk. On Tuesday, join the Badminton Club for their general meeting, happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Chase Gym. Also happening on Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting, happening from 6 to 7:30 in Fine Arts 164. On Wednesday, join the Office of Student Experience for Lounge with the Dragon Guides, happening from noon to 4 p.m. That's all for your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a safe and fun Thanksgiving break, and see you all when we get back.
Thank you for tuning in to WONY 90.9 FM. My name is Joshua Youngquist, and for the next hour, Lawson and I will be bringing you just a couple of our favorite songs and just chit-chat and catching up. John was just on earlier. I got to catch up with him a little bit, so if you're staying tuned from that show into this, thanks for staying. I didn't want to skip that song before. Carol of the Bells, I'm pretty sure is what it was, on Automation. Love that song. That song, I have like a few favorite Christmas songs. Paul McCartney's Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, I think it's called. That one, Carol of the Bells, unskippable in my opinion. It doesn't matter what time of year it is for me. I got to play it. I'm also the type of person who does listen to Christmas music sometimes in the summer just to set the tone, have a good time. But yeah, no, Lawson's running late. Like we were talking about, the snow today has been insane in Oneonta. It's snowing in Binghamton where my sister is, and at home, 2 hours south, it's snowing. But it has just been constant, repetitive snow. Started around 7 a.m. It's going into 5 p.m., so if you're driving, stay safe. The roads seem to be getting plowed now. When I was coming to campus earlier for class, that was not the case. So just stay safe, keep your hazards on, drive slow, and take it easy, guys. While I wait for Lawson to get here, the first song that we have up is Hysteria by Muse. I hope you guys enjoy. Okay, so, as I said, that was Hysteria by Muse. That song, I know Muse very surface level, I want to say, as a band. the first song I know from them is from Supermassive Black Hole from Twilight, which I think a lot of people know that song from the movie. It's during the baseball scene. It's pretty good. The song, the movie, whatever. Kind of a fan for nostalgia reasons, but I would not... Well, I openly just said that on the air, so I guess, you know, the cat's out of the bag. But, Kate, actually, my good friend Kate Edwards, she's a DJ here as well. She's put me onto a lot of music, specifically Muse. I don't know if she knows how impactful she's actually been with my music, but she has, and I don't think I tell her that enough. But, yeah, no, she introduced me to a lot of Muse, and through me, like, looking through Muse... I found hysteria around, I want to say last April, right before Wonee Island, because I remember it was like my obsession song for a little bit. I thought I was going to learn it over the summer. That didn't happen. Hey, winter break, maybe I will. I don't play the bass, and that's not an extremely, it's not an easy song to play either. But at some point, I do plan on learning how to play that song, because it is just so satisfying. And it sounds, and it looks cool, and it sounds cool. And it'd be cool if I just showed up and saw Kate and started doing it. And coming in hot, or cold actually, coming in cold What's and frigid, up? We have Lawson in the studio. Do you want to get on mic too, or do you want to? Yeah, sweet. Lawson made it. How are you feeling?
I did my best version of a run.
Yes.
But I have a new opinion, which is that if they're going to shovel,
they
need to like reshovel it. Right.
Agreed. If any faculty that is in control of shoveling, if you could just throw down some salt. Also, let me know when you're ready to go on air. You good?
Yeah.
Sweet. You're on. Yeah, any faculty who has access to salt, rock salt, please just throw it everywhere.
Honestly, like, either shovel constantly or don't shovel at all, because it's easier to walk when it's
yes.
snow.
Agreed.
Then is when it's like that slush.
It has been slushy, and when it's not compacted, you can still walk. Like, you won't slip.
Yeah.
But when it's all compacted down is when it's really bad.
But it's a mess in general.
Yeah, no, it's... I remember I woke up today at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I looked out the window, and it was like just starting to snow, and I was like, yes, like snow day. No. No snow day. No snow day.
I talked to my professor earlier, because I had to go in at like 8:30, and he was saying that because like today is like the weird like Tuesday replacing a Friday, if they closed today, they still would have had to do a makeup of the Tuesday.
But, whatever.
So they would have had to like put it on Monday during finals week or something.
I feel like they wouldn't have, though. People would have been okay.
No, I mean, I don't know what the requirement is. I don't know who's holding them to...
I understand the state requirement, but I feel like this...
This supersedes that.
Should. Yeah. The fact that there's 7 inches of snow. Like, one of our DJs texted in the group chat, he was driving this morning and he drove off the road. Not on purpose, he slipped off the road. So, as I keep saying, just be safe. If you're driving... Maybe don't, but if you are, stay safe, good luck, Godspeed. And while we settle in, next up we have Blurry by Puddle of Mud. I hope you guys enjoy.
Woo!
Can I live at all? My whole world's around.
That was Blurry by Puddle of Mud. I'm dedicating that song. I'm going to dedicate that song to my friend Ray. He's the one who showed it. He's definitely not listening. He showed me that song, actually. I want to say it was like last March. His brother showed him Puddle of Mud. I know Psycho by Puddle of Mud, but I had never heard that song before. So when he showed it to me, I was like, what is this? This is insane. Because I don't know, I had never heard it before. And I like music like that. And so, like, I was shocked. I don't know. I remember the first time hearing it. I was actually like, yeah, what is this? Like, what is this? It's good.
The harmonics.
Actually, the Puddle of Mud slept on. And then it reminds me of this song, Bound for the Floor by Local H. My friend Cole and I, same thing. I showed him that song, and he was like, oh, like, what is this? And for the next week, anytime we would drive together, because his shop, we were driving a lot together because his shop, his car was in the shop, like he was fixing it. So he like took the whole thing. He took it apart. But we were driving together a lot, and he'd always be like, yo, play that one song. And I was like, ah, like I will. And that was what Blurry was to me, was to him, was Bound for the Floor by Local H. Yeah, do you know Puddle of Mud, Lawson?
I've heard of them. I liked that song.
I'll be honest, like, I haven't really, like, dove into them as much. I know, like, there's, like, five songs I could name off them. Like, name five songs. But I got to look in their discography more. That's something I need to do as a whole, though. Something I'm very bad at is looking into discographies a little bit, I'll be honest.
When I do it, it has to be for, like, a really good reason, because it's such a... It's a big undertaking sometimes.
I just realized why I couldn't hear you. I have the wrong mic for you.
Oh.
There. I was like, I can hear you, but like vaguely. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Last night we thought that this was mic two, and everyone was saying it was mic two.
Ooh, no, it says mic four. Hey, it's okay. Things happen.
Yeah.
Things happen. Okay, that's better. Because I was like, I can hear you, but like not much. So, yeah, no, you said you don't really dive into it either.
Yeah, I mean, I do when I, like, I find a song that I really like or an album,
mm-hmm.
I'll sort of be like, so what were they doing before this? Like, what got them here?
Yeah.
What, like, helped develop them? Where did they go after this? But sometimes, like, I remember sophomore year, I spent, I think, 6 to 7 hours listening to every single thing that AJR has ever released.
Yeah.
To, like, basically see if I was right in being a hater.
Let me see. Let me check. I know I've done it for Linkin Park and Deftones. Those two, which, I mean, aren't, like, the most cutting edge, you know, music. But those two, I know I've listened to albums back and through and through. Radiohead, I've done it with. The Bends, specifically. Shout out Derek Beck. I don't know if you're listening, but there was one night I was like, you know Derek, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, one night I was hanging out with Derek, and we were talking about The Bends, and he was like, have you ever listened to it through and through? And I was like, no. He goes, well, if we're not doing anything tonight, like, why don't we just do that? And I was like, that's actually, like, a really good idea. So we did it. And, yeah, I mean, Baby's Got the Bends. Like, I actually, like, that album, I like Black Star, Iron Lung.
Yeah.
But then, like, what's it called? Planet Trex? Or it's, like, the first song, I think.
Planet Telex?
Planet Telex.
Yeah.
Great. And I don't think I ever would have found it if it wasn't for Derek Beck on that winter, I don't know, it was like last, everything happened like last, like in the span of like 4 months. I want to say it was like last December, like a year ago.
Everything happened, anything like that where you're like sitting down inside to like listen to an album with people or something, it's always in the winter time.
Always, because like, yeah, I mean, I like go, like I try to be outside as much as I can, but in the winter when you really can't,
yeah.
Like, what else am I going to do? Also, never thought I'd give her a shout out on air, but shout out Fran. She did show me Black Star. Fran's an old friend that we weren't ever super close. But she is the person who showed me Black Star by Radiohead. And that is one of my favorite songs. So I will say thank you to her for that.
Radiohead expert.
Yeah, I feel like she likes, a lot of people like Radiohead.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not a bad thing. But yeah, I guess Fran would actually like this, but I love Lana Del Rey. I'm going to be so honest. Big fan of Lana Del Rey. I don't know how I got into her. Oh, that's another one, actually, that I've listened to cover to cover, technically, like whatever you want to call it. I think it was 2021. Yeah, my junior year. Hallman. This girl, Hallman, was dating my friend Jordan. And I was, like, friends with her, and she showed me Lana Del Rey. She showed me Cruel World, I think, was the first song I ever heard by Lana Del Rey.
Mm-hmm.
A great song, but off the same album is West Coast, which I'll be playing right now. Hope you guys enjoy. Mm. Yeah, that was West Coast by Lana Del Rey. Like I said, are you on mic 4 again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Big fan of Lana Del Rey. Like shout out Holman. Because I used to, I not hate, but I never got it. I never understood it, but now I do. I was blind, but now I see. You know what I mean?
That happens. That's usually the case with most things.
I feel like that's me with a lot of, like with music in specific. Like, I feel like I used, maybe not as much anymore, but I used to be so opinionated. Like, I knew what I was, like, I was right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I used to be the type of kid who was like, nah, I'm not going to listen to country music. Big fan of country music.
Yeah, then you
especially
open...
old folk. Mm.
That's, you know, starting out at a college radio station, I think, is where you get that push
yeah.
to open up. I 100%. Think college radio is, like, a big game changer for a lot of people. Like, when they get involved in it or they just, like, tune in every once in a while, it really, it'll open your mind because you hear everyone's music, not just your music.
No, yeah, you get thrown in. I mean, like, Sarah Donovan showed me a lot of, like, Axe Steel.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of good music. Like her music was very indie, but showed me a lot. Gideon and I weren't that close, but he showed me like one or two good country songs, and it kind of pushed me a little bit. I'll be honest. He also I want to say he loved Taylor Swift, but maybe I'm wrong.
I believe so.
And I'm blanking on her name. It starts with an E. 2 years ago. It's not Elena. It's Eliana.
Mm.
She showed me some good Olivia Rodrigo. And you know what? I used to bash Olivia Rodrigo. I will not bash Olivia Rodrigo anymore.
You cannot.
I cannot. Honestly, I cannot. But yeah, next up I have When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive. This one I'm going to dedicate to Magnus and Greg because one time we had, Magnus and I used to have a show together, and weather providing, we'll be kind of running it back today. Him and I had Greg on the show once, and The Witch, technically his band, and we talked about Slow Dive, and specifically the album Souvlaki. I want to say Souvlaki. Yeah. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
And so I had him on the show, and I knew a couple. I knew like Allison, one of my exes had. I think something that's beautiful about music, I will say, is like I'm an amalgamation of a bunch of people I've met and their music taste. If that makes any sense. Like, I've had my music taste since I was a kid, but I've really, like, taken from people.
Mm.
And so one of my exes, she showed me Allison, actually. But I never really dove into Slow Dive. But I did after that interview, and yada, yada, yada. I'm rambling on. But When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive is one of my favorite songs ever. And that is what I will be playing for you right now.
Thank you.
right.
All right. Yeah. Can you lower the headphones a little bit? I don't know why these ones are so much louder than the ones. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's When the Sun Hits by Slow Dive. Those are my four. Lawson's got some.
Yeah, a few and, songs queued up.
I listened to them when I was creating this set list. I'm excited. I like them. I didn't listen to them through all the way, but for the most part, and I'm excited. But yeah, no, that's really it. That's my time. Here you go, Lawson. Take it away.
Yeah, these songs coming up, they're not like, I don't have as much emotional attachment as you have with your songs. These have been songs I've been listening to like very recently. Some of them are bands that I've just found, Scarlet Ray, Good Flying Birds. But I've been really excited about these songs, and I've been listening to them on a daily basis, and I think I will have an emotional attachment to them in a few years. So that's why, I don't know, I'm excited to show them. I haven't played them on the air, so let's start off with Going Through by Scarlet Ray. Yes, that was Going Through by Scarlett Ray.
Yeah, big fan of that.
Yeah, she's on the come up, not really making as many waves as she should at the moment. I'm looking forward to seeing that change, though. I think it will.
Hopefully we just put some people on.
Yeah. If you're listening, stream Scarlett Ray.
Or else.
Next up, it's a band everyone's heard of at this point. It's Geese with I See Myself. I've been listening yesterday specifically. I probably listened to this song like 8 times.
What's up with Geese? I feel like I hadn't heard of them until like a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of blew up this year more than anything else, but they did drop, what's the album titled? 3D Country in 2023. That's when they really sort of, I guess, came into their own.
Yeah.
And that's when, like, people like us started hearing them.
Regular folk.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not regular folk. We're radio DJs.
Yeah, we're radio DJs, because Getting Killed, their new album this year, that's, you know, I believe The New Yorker said it's album of the year. And I believe Cameron Winter's song, Love Takes Miles, is Pitchfork's song of the year.
Huh.
So some real good news for them.
Good job.
This is I See Myself by Geese. And that was I See Myself.
Shout out Geese.
Yeah. Big come up for them this year. They were heard, but now they're really being heard.
Big year.
So next up, it's a song that was on rotation pretty recently. I'm pretty sure I heard this band, Good Flying Birds, for the first time through the rotation, but...
Hey, it works.
Yeah, it works, because then I heard it them again online on one of my, like, Apple Music, like, recommended playlists of the week.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need this album, and I need this band, like, right now.
Give me that.
So this is Good Flying Birds, Eric's Eyes. Get a nice fade in.
Fancy.
That was Eric's Eyes by Good Flying Birds.
Shout out, Eric.
We've got one song left planned for this show. One more song in 8 minutes.
We can do it.
We can do it. We can make this song go for... If we should just do the funk flex, like listening to... What was that song?
That one.
Yeah, the Kanye...
Oh,
where he like restarted it like over 40 times.
I guess we'll never know.
When the music
something
video
about
dropped.
Paris.
Oh, was it
where they did
one?
It 7 times when they were in Paris? Him and Jay-Z, that song.
No, it was Funk Flex was listening to the he was watching the music video like they just dropped a song. I don't think it was that song.
Oh, well,
I'm blanking on it.
Well, anyway, we'll play this bad boy. Stay tuned for melody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vinyl Thon forever. This is Pretend to Sleep by Growing Pains.
Just makes me sick. Small talk in the kitchen. Dating from traditions. Who sucks competition? Call it pessimism. December is a prison. It just makes me miss him. Is it New Year's yet? I'm getting bored, so can we skip it? I just wanna forget that I'm at
and rivals, all the best. But you won't ever see it advertised. It's a simple fact, we stay on track, though sometimes we digress. But that can only happen on the Polar Express. That's the sound of her breathing. Lights are gleaming far across the snow. You're not dreaming. May I present the North Pole? If it's penguins you expect to view, you surely haven't guessed. They all live down at the other end. With a little luck, we'll be on time. There's no need to...
You're listening to...
Radio.
24 hours of...
Non-stop. Only on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Brought to you by SUNY Oneonta's Office of Sustainability. Did you know that everyday students like yourself at SUNY Oneonta attend the dining hall to fill up their plates with more foods than they can eat? Much of this food ends up in the trash. But you can change that. Take only what you'll eat and go back for more if you are still hungry. Grab smaller options to start to reduce having to toss the leftovers. Being mindful of your consumption reduces